Shalom and good morning. This is Billy Brim. And of course, all of us are thinking today about this day being the 18th anniversary of a day that our nation was very united, but it was caused by something very tragic. And we're going to get to that in a minute. But first of all, obeying the Bibles, let's remember that Israel's election is only 6 days away. It will be the 17th. And, of course, I've been following things there, and it seems to be all tied up again in some polls. But I know how important the leader of Israel is to the Lord. The Bible says, and we're going to read it, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And here's the way you can pray for all men. You pray for their leaders, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that the people may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Let's lift up now God's will in the election in Israel. Father, in the name above all names, we come according to your holy word because we believe that your holy word is you, and it's you talking to us. It's you putting your thoughts down on, now it's paper, it was scrolls or tablets. But Father, now all of us have these Bibles that we can carry in our hands. It's even on our cell phones these days. And that holy word tells us that before we pray for anything, of course we worship you. Of course we lift our voices to you from all across this continent, Lord, and to Europe and to Canada, of course, on the continent and other places. We're lifting our voices. I'm so thankful and grateful, Father, that we are united on this phone call. And we are united in prayer. And our voice goes up to you. It goes up to you as surely as it did the voice in the prayer group in the book of Acts when you shook the place where they were praying. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, speak to the hearts of Israelis. I have heard one opinion that they're growing weary and that maybe they'll stay home and won't vote. Whatever, Lord, if there's a big turnout or there's a small turnout, may the will of the Lord be done. May the man, the party, the people, the women that will work with you and that will move with you, may they come into the authoritative position of leadership in Israel. O franika latoshke damba. How marvelous it is. Oh, Father, you brought them out of Egypt with a mighty hand. You brought them back from Babylon. And now here, Father, we are witnessing another bringing back of your people to that land in accordance with your promise. How we do worship you and thank you for the truth of the Word of God. How we do ask you, Lord, that you would move upon the Israelis as they go to the booth to vote. That you would move upon them, Lord, to vote in favor of the ones you want in the office. In the name above all names, we are so thankful for the right to intercede for that nation that is the apple of your eye. Yes. This is 9/11. It's 18 years after that day. Every one of us remember where we were. I was in a very unique place. I was in Russia. We had been invited by the Renners, Rick Renner, to come over and to teach on Russia's place in end-time prophecy. We had just completed the meeting, and we were having a dinner before we parted. To see and we were going to see if we thought God got what he wanted. Terry and George Pearson's had taken a prayer group from Eagle Mountain Church. I think they had 11 people. And then there was Brenda, my daughter, and I, and of course the Renners and their leadership. And we were in a restaurant, a nice restaurant. And we went around the room one by one to say whether we thought the Lord had had his will about the meeting. Brenda was the last. And when she started, she said, my thoughts were, well, they've said everything. But she opened her mouth and she said, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And she broke into deep travail. The travail that was upon her at first startled us, and then we all seemed to need to get in on it. And so we prayed, we travailed. We didn't know why. But I don't think that ever have I experienced or seen such travail. Maybe one more time, which was the night before the Oklahoma City bombing of the Murrah building. God had his people praying. And even though it was tragic that 3,000 lives were lost, there could have been many more thousands. I know the Lord said to Brother Copeland that he spoke to every person. I believe that was in answer to prayer, in answer to intercession, in answer to travail, that he spoke to every person. Some people heard and obeyed. Some said they just were late. Some said they were just, they called in, just couldn't go that day. And he said some people heard and obeyed. Some people didn't hear at all. And some heard and overrode that leading. And so today I want to lift up, first of all, I want to lift up for those families that were directly and indirectly affected. Their loved ones were, our friends were victims. And we want to lift up the first responders and their families. Some of them have suffered physical damage to their bodies. New Yorkers and our nation. Oh, God, our nation. Heavenly Father, we lift up the people today whose hearts are once again, Fratishanda, touched and saddened by what happened in their very own families. The young people that were maybe 2 years old and now they're 20, and they didn't have a father or a mother to grow up with. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, visit these people. Visit their hearts with comfort. You are called the God of all comfort. Visit them with your holy presence. And visit them with blessing, Father. We pray for blessing upon them and our nation, Lord. Oh, we lift up this nation, Holy Father. May vast amounts of praying people intercede for the unity in this country. The enemy would divide us asunder. He would attack us. But people are praying today. You have visited this country with a spirit of prayer. You have outpoured a spirit of prayer. And it's upon us who are on this prayer call. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. I'm so happy to know that people are praying all over America, all over Canada, Alabama, Sonta, and around the world. They're praying as never before. Father, let us see some signs of unity. You know, we don't have to have a sign. We believe you, but oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We know that you're doing wonderful things, and we're thankful for every one of those that we can see. We ask for an awakening in the United States of America. We ask for an awakening in Canada, and we ask for an awakening all over the world. an awakening to you, an awakening to God. Oh, Fradashi, Tolo Mambarati, Skudonini Calabarata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Even in Hong Kong, the protesters are, they've silenced their protests today in honor and memory of the United States and this day for us. I sent a text yesterday that we would be sitting in our places of authority, that we would be standing against plots of the enemy. The enemy and those that he works down through have a pattern. They like to do things on anniversary dates. They like to attack Israel on their feast dates or on their mourning dates, Tisha B'Av. But they would like to attack the United States today. And I thank God, hallelujah, for the authority of the believer. I thank God that so many of you have called in, phoned in, written in, that you're sitting in your place of authority today. I was reading from page 27 in Macmillan's book, The Authority of the Believer, this morning, and this stood out to me. I'm quoting, "As our faith learns to use the name and the authority of Jesus, we shall find the spiritual forces yielding obedience in ways that will surprise us. As we continue to abide closely in Him, our prayers for the advancement of the kingdom will become less and less the uttering of petitions and will increasingly manifest the exercise of a spiritual authority that recognizes no national boundaries but fearlessly binds the forces of darkness in any part of the world." And that was preceded by his saying, "Let us often remind ourselves that we are seated far above all the powers of the air, and they are in subjection to us. They must obey us." How thrilling it is for each of us to hear the voices. You know, as different as our faces are and as different as our fingerprints are, our voices are different. And as you call in, and I know the rest of you are finding this too, you learn to recognize the man from Granville, Michigan, the man from Dodge City, Kansas. You learn to recognize the voice from Hollister, Missouri, the voices that call in. And we don't know you by face, but we know you by voice. And here we are with all these different voices, all these different seats of our authority. How thrilling it is that we today know that there's habitational authority being exercised all across the United States. Yesterday, I don't know if you read the report, in Fort Worth, Texas, and thank you, Fort Worth, Texas, for sitting in your seats of authority, because yesterday a man, and evidently he is for sure, mentally disturbed. His father called the authorities, and he said, "My son has gone out to purchase weapons to kill large numbers of people. He wants to do what has been done already. He wants to emulate it. He has gone to the bank, and evidently he had access to a large amount of money. He attempted to buy guns from a store, and of course some place of business, and they would not sell to him. The police then, after the father called, they started trying to trace him down. He had tried to buy guns on the street. When the police asked him, 'What did you plan to do?' he said, 'I plan to kill people.'" So we have the case here of a mentally disturbed person, and I'm sure demons saw him, and that they could move down through him and then cause something, it would have happened today, cause something to jar the United States
on this Memorial Day. The father called. It was stopped. The police found him. I believe it was because you in Fort Worth, Texas, were sitting in your seats of authority. And so now we're going to do that. And today we're going to pray the prayer together. If you have your Bible there, or maybe by now you have it memorized, we're going to start there in that prayer in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. Hallelujah. Maybe you have my little book there, and you're going to read from it. Here we go. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, please give unto us the wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding, our hearts, be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis to usward who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Messiah, the anointed one, when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age and world, but also in that which is to come. And you put all things under his feet. You gave him the head over all to the ecclesia, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we, us, me, have you quickened when we were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins. But you, God, who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with Christ. By safe grace we are saved. You made us sit, you raised us together with Christ. You made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. When you quickened him, you quickened us. When you raised him, you raised us. When you seated him, you seated us in him. Therefore, we are seated far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named. And in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you that you have translated us out of the kingdom and the dominion of darkness and into the kingdom of the light, the kingdom of your dear Son. We want to thank you and praise you, Lord. And you have commissioned us according to your holy written word in Romans 5:17. They which have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Hallelujah. The gift of righteousness that lets us stand before you as if we'd never sinned. To stand before your throne in heaven, to be seated actually by your side, and to turn to you and say, Holy One, Blessed One, how we do thank you, how we do praise you for this right and this privilege. Teach us how to use it, Lord. Teach us how to use our ministry in the heavenly. Teach us how, to take our authority. And now, as a man, each of you in your area, in your place, you who are calling from Colorado, you who are calling from wherever you're calling, you name your place right now. I'm going to do this. In the name above all names, I do take my habitational authority. I will not allow you, kingdom of darkness, in any way to stumbara kahalabanda, to operate in those heavenlies, to operate down through weak people. I will not allow you to operate in the greater Branson area. I call you to cease and desist in any of your planned maneuvers over the greater Tulsa area, the greater Bartlesville area, the greater McDowell area. In the name above all names, the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, and through his shed blood, I adjure you by the blood of Jesus Christ to stay away from our habitational places. Easter de Makanda, of everyone on this phone call, you will not act up in any of those places. In the name above all names, you will keep your hands off me, spirit, soul, and body today. I adjure you, I bind you. What is bound on earth is written, is bound in heaven. I bind you from acting over anything to do with my children, my grandchildren, their mates, my 8 great-grandchildren. In the name above all names, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, how we do praise you. How we do thank you. How we do thank you for this marvelous privilege. And of course, this is a phone call for Israel. And this morning's Jerusalem Post reported that an IDF tank attacked a Hamas post in the northern Gaza Strip today in response to 3 rockets that were fired from Gaza into Israel. Earlier today, Israel police were called to a town near the Gaza border where a rocket fell. No injuries were reported. We're thankful for that. We lift up the borders of Israel. We lift up the northern border to you, Father. Let us pray now in the Spirit. Holy Father, direct our prayers in any way. Give us utterance, Father, for anything that you know and we don't know. But oh, how thankful we are that we can pray in tongues. Our heads don't need to understand. Our hearts just need to yield to your command. Fritanyo nikala. Fritanya sebro nisha non jedi calabra. Vrande di misha, o calamahala bicho lo nombre, kili calandi li kohbaba li telo govrata shete. Silibando lo hochata. Silibando frita na candia di kohala bala bishanto ovra bakala caledinio non nombre. Pistiona fratisco, pistiona fresto nora macahala mange, vritagno no cohobala digno no cobre. How wonderful it is, Lord, to lift our voices together. May the unity that we shebando hosabra colembrita share of this phone call. May it multiply to our nation. Oh, fratisco. Laborers, the laborers, Lord. Oh, send the laborers, Lord. Send the laborers out into the fields. The time is short. The time is short. Kofani kalahelita. Malata souls, Lord. The souls, the souls. We want to thank you, Lord, that there has not been a war with Iran. We lift up that revival, that move of God that's going on in Iran. And we pray that more and more of the people would come to Jesus, would come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cristiano no colabre di sandro dove basciata. We pray, dear Father, for our president, our vice president, all the administration. We pray for the Mistura Cabalia, the other 2 branches of government. Tony and Brenda are on the line, and they're on an assignment which I don't think we can really talk about. They have traveled to a place to pray concerning a certain elected official, and they are coming at his invitation. In the name above every name, we say to you, Kingdom of Darkness, you stay away. You are bound in that instance. We are coming right now from all over the United States, and we are bearing down on Arkansas. And we are bearing down on that situation, and we plead the blood of Jesus that the way of God and the will of God will have wide expanse to work in. There will be a broad place for God's people and God's elected official. a broad place of blessing and victory in the United States of America. In the Pistodomokamba, Ilivrastion Taragabamba, in this particular instance, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Of course, Brent is away, but I will be there today for the noon prayer. If any of you can come on with us at that time. Wednesdays are a very special day for me. And it starts off with hearing you and hearing your voices. At noon prayer, people are watching, and we know they're watching. We can tell they're watching, and of course we have the faithful ones that come out. And if you can come out, come out. We always have a meal. We cook it out there at Prayer Mountain ourselves. And if you can get there, we'd be glad to see you and glad to share whatever our cooks have come up with today. We're so thankful, and may you have a blessed day. And just, we want to praise you, Father. We want to thank you. There have been all of these things that have happened since 9/11, but we have not had that happen again. And we want to thank you for it, and we want to praise you for it and give you glory for it, Father. Oh, how marvelous and precious you are. How wondrous to praise you together. How wondrous to praise you together. Bless the Lord. I will be, I heard you from Ulaga, I heard you from Owasso, around in that area. I will be at a glorious church fellowship Sunday morning at 10 and Sunday evening at 6. And I think you'll enjoy it. We're going to do something. We're going to just, Candace and Chip came up and spent time with me in May, and she went back and said to the church that what they enjoyed most was sitting on my back screened-in porch and talking about the Bible, and someone said, wish we could do that. So she's setting up the platform to look like a back porch, and we're just going to talk about things, talk about some of the things that we've been having come in our spirits lately, and just I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a really a good atmosphere. So if you're anywhere near the area, we invite you to come down to Collinsville, 19 North 19th Street, across from the football field. And praise the Lord, of course, I'm going to be at a Walk on the Water in Osage Beach next Thursday night. And then I'm going to be, won't be very long till I'll be up at Minneapolis, Minnesota for Pastors Mac and Lynn Hammond. I think that's the 29th. So we'll be glad to see all of you there. And then we're going to be on, we're going to be down at Brother Copeland's. I think that starts Sunday the 29th. Read my blog where I wrote about it, and you're going to be getting in the mail my letter. A partner letter. Don't throw it away. And you're going to be seeing in there about how we're going to be down there. All of the broadcasters on the Victory Network are going to be together. And you can join us on stream, on live, probably many, 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 many cases. But it's going to be fun to be down there with every broadcaster on that network. And so then Autumn Assembly coming up, Autumn Assembly of Prayer, October the 16th. If you can come, and if God just twitches your heart at all to come and join us, we really want to be there October 16th together for our nation, for the upcoming year, 2020 election. And, of course, we have many things that God has. I tell you that there's that meeting, something else. Something marvelous happens when prayers come together. Well, prayer force, shalom, shalom. Until noon.